A crowd had gathered around the Queen's wheelhouse. Sansa heard excited voices buzzing like a hive of bees. The doors had been thrown open, she saw, and the Queen stood at the top of the wooden steps, smiling down at someone. She heard her saying, "The Council does us great honour, my good lords." "What's happening?" she asked the squire she knew. "The Council sent riders from King's Landing to escort us the rest of the way," he told her. "An honour guard for the King." Anxious to see, Sansa let Lady clear a path through the crowd. People moved aside hastily for the direwolf. When she got closer, she saw two knights kneeling before the Queen in armour so fine and gorgeous that it made her blink. One knight wore an intricate suit of white enamel scales, brilliant as a field of new-fallen snow, with silver chasings and clasps that glittered in the sun. When he removed his helm, Sansa saw that he was an old man with hair as pale as his armour, yet he seemed strong and graceful for all that. From his shoulders hung the pure white cloak of the King's Guard. His companion was a man near 20, whose armour was steel plate of a deep forest green. He was the handsomest man Sansa had ever set eyes upon, tall and powerfully made, with jet-black hair that fell to his shoulders and framed a clean-shaven face, and laughing green eyes to match his armour. Cradled under one arm was an antlered helm, its magnificent rack shimmering in gold.